rolled out a battalion formation in what military officials are calling a mass arrest involving human smuggling. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
On July 3rd, two Camp Pendleton-based Marines were arrested and accused of transporting undocumented immigrants. U.S. Border Patrol agents reportedly saw three immigrants jump into the Marines' car on Interstate 8 north of the border near Tecate. According to a federal complaint, the undocumented immigrants told agents they had agreed to pay the Marines $8,000 to take them north from the border to Los Angeles. Now officials say they've arrested 16 more Marines following an investigation into human smuggling. Another eight are being questioned about alleged involvement in drug offenses as part of a separate investigation. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. Justice Department says it will execute federal inmates for the first time in quite some time, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The federal government will resume carrying out executions of federal death row inmates for the first time since 2003. The Justice Department has announced five inmates are scheduled for execution starting in December. Executions of federal inmates had effectively been frozen by a 2014 directive from President Barack Obama that called for a review of capital punishment issues surrounding lethal injection drugs. In making its announcement, the Justice Department said the review has been completed. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A series of attacks rocked Afghanistan Thursday, killing dozens. 58 people are dead, including 38 members of Afghan security forces. Taliban militants stormed security checkpost in Takhar, a province, while multiple bombs rocked capital Kabul and Jalalabad. A Ministry of Interior spokesman said that a suicide bomber on a motorcycle targeted a minibus in Kabul, carrying the staff of the Ministry of Mines and Petroleum as they were on their way to work Thursday morning. This is VOA News. The prospects of U.S. Democratic lawmakers impeaching President Donald Trump appears to have significantly diminished after former special counsel Robert Mueller offered no new explosive allegations about the U.S. leader.